Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi guys, it's been a long time since we last connected. So after I finished season one of my podcast, I really felt I covered every single topic I wanted to share with you and wanted to end on a high rather than repeat myself. A lot of you have been asking for a season two, and I may come back again and do a season two, but in the meanwhile, I wanted to drop a bonus episode to celebrate the launch of my new book, How to Make It Happen, Turning Failure into Success. It's launching on Amazon on the 23rd of January, just in time to help you with your New Year's resolutions. And with that in mind, I was thinking the other day about my own New Year's resolutions. And honestly, I couldn't come up with anything. Totally uninspired. I'm usually pretty good. I start thinking about New Year's resolutions middle of December, and I break it down, and there's a lot of work goals that I want to achieve, travel, lots of stuff that I have in my mind. But this year, I don't know, I wasn't coming up with anything. So what I decided to do is go back to this last year and analyze it a bit more and see how did it go. See what worked and see what didn't, what raised my vibe and what drained me. It's been a very interesting year. I will break it down into three parts, three very, very different parts, and maybe you guys can relate too. January to March has been amazing. High vibes, amazing launches, exciting trips, fashion weeks, podcasts, living my best life. Very, very creative and very inspired. And now moving into April to October, this has been a massive challenge. Lots of changes at work, projects that I put a lot of work into that were going nowhere, dealing with daily dramas and a lot of toxic people around me while trying to keeping it all together. Not easy. I went from being into a high vibe, creative mode to just surviving. I turned into spirituality and tried to find answers in the universe of what was going on as things were just not making sense. I was dealing with every day as it comes, and that's all I could deal with. I stopped traveling as I just had to be around to sort out everything and everyone. So moving to the last 2 months of the year, November and December, have been much, much better. I think I've come out from this crazy, challenging part of the year into something a lot more positive. It's kind of looking back at the year and thinking, what the hell was just that? I am still in sort of semi-hibernation mode, but with a lot more positive outlook. Not exactly where I want to be vibe-wise, but over the last couple of months, I set some new plans. friends and brought a lot more stability. I cut off projects and situations that were draining and were not bringing results. I've also been into moon astrology lately, and I know a lot of people have been going through the same shifts this year. It's been a very difficult year to navigate, but I'm feeling really positive, and we are at the end of this. There is light at the end of the tunnel. So 2019 has been a journey, and I learned a lot about myself. I learned to value my time a lot more. I learned to deal with people like I never thought I would. I developed a lot of inner strength, and I'm going into 2020 with a lot more clarity and a lot more direction. Now, going back to my New Year's resolutions, instead of going into specific material things or goal-oriented things, my resolutions are going to be about how I want to feel. I'm going to put it out there and let the universe bring whatever it wants to bring my way. So, resolution number one, I want to get out of my comfort zone. And not that I had another choice, but 2019 has been survival mode. Everything I did was within my comfort zone, and I was repeating patterns that worked for me before. But this year, I want to do things differently, take more risks, shake things up. I'm very much like a routine person. I do the exact same routine every day, and that can be boring. So I need to shake things up, change up my routines, and be flexible. It's like, you know, when I go out to dinner, it's like, oh, I need to get back home because I need to wake up early. It's like, no, just stay, just have fun, enjoy what you're doing. Don't think about what you need to do to get back into your routine. So I need to be breaking my routines a lot more, and that's what I'm planning to do this year. Then resolution number two, be in a high vibe state. A high vibe state is when you are in alignment with yourself. You feel creative, you feel elevated, you feel empowered. I know what are some of the things that put me in a high vibe state, and I will try to do as much of them as possible. So if you guys want to do that as well, what I would do is put together two lists. One list is what makes me into a high vibe state, write it down, and then do another list, what puts me in a low vibe state. So have your list and then be very much aware of what drains you and what puts you in a high vibe state, and try to do more of those high vibe things in this upcoming year. This is what I did, and this is what I am planning to do. So I want to be in a high vibe state as much as possible. I want to get involved in more creative projects, connect with more creative people, and just be in alignment with myself and feel empowered. Resolution number three, I want to have more light. I want to have more fun in this coming year. I feel like 2019 for a lot of people has been a very serious and heavy year. And honestly, outside our health, nothing should be serious. You know, work situations, all sorts of situations that come up, like there's a light way to deal with them. I want everything to be light. I want to lighten up myself, people around me. I see lots of light in the new year and just everything a bit more fun. Moving into resolution number four, I want to be more sustainable. This is both for my work and personal life. With work, we've taken some really great steps to be more sustainable, and this will continue in 2020. I'm really excited about it, but also in my personal life. As you all know, I love fashion and I used to buy a lot, and this year I've changed. I bought a lot less, better quality. I wore it more. I recycled, I donated, and I now have very little in my wardrobe. I'm very, very happy. I open my wardrobe and everything I have, I can wear now all the time and enjoy rather than keep for special occasions. There are no special occasions. You know, today, now, this is a special occasion. Wear the bloody outfit. Wear it now. So I want to keep this going for the new year, and I am really excited. Resolution number five is give back. Nothing makes me happier than to positively affect other people's lives. And this is going to be an amazing year for that, as with my new book, How to Make It Happen, I will be doing lots of PAs and book tours and traveling all over the world. So this will give me the opportunity to connect with a lot more of you, get to have a chat, mentor, answer your questions, and do everything I can to help you all be the best that you can be. And this really makes me happy. Giving back really makes me happy and puts me in a high elevated state. And I want to do more of that. So these are my top five New Year's resolutions. And really, my aim is to leave 2020 as if there are no limits, be more open, be more fun, be more light, high vibe, not take things seriously, and live my best life. So I hope you all get to nail your New Year's resolutions. As I said, my advice to you is start from how do you want to feel? That's the most important thing. How you want to feel, write down what are the things or situations that will make you feel a certain way that you want to feel. And that's where your New Year's resolutions to start from. So that's all for me today. Wishing you all an amazing year with lots of love and lots of light. Big kiss.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcast, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.